BBC News. Hello, I'm Jerry Smith. The Russian Foreign Ministry says Russia has handed back three Ukrainian ships that it seized a year ago off Crimea, the Ukrainian territory Moscow annexed in 2014. Jonah Fisher reports.
This is another confidence-building measure in the slowly improving relationship between Russia and Ukraine. 2 months ago, the 24 sailors who were on board these three ships were returned to Kiev. Now, with a meeting between the presidents of Ukraine and Russia confirmed for 3 weeks' time, the ships have been sent back too. Their return will come as a welcome boost for Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. He's been criticised for the concessions he's made to try and get peace talks with Russia started.
North Korea has said it's not interested in holding what it describes as another fruitless summit with the United States. Donald Trump tweeted on Sunday that the North Korean leader should act quickly to negotiate a nuclear deal with the US. This report from Seoul by Laura Bicker.
North Korean state media claims that Pyongyang has not received a fair price for giving President Trump a summit with Kim Jong-un. It described the previous meetings between the two leaders as fruitless and claimed the talks had allowed President Trump to boast about his achievements. This statement warned Washington that North Korea will only enter into talks if the US drops its hostile policies, which may mean Pyongyang wants sanctions relief before it's willing to come to the negotiating table.
The Catalan leader Quim Torra has gone on trial in Barcelona in connection with the yellow ribbons and other separatist symbols on public buildings displayed before Spain's general election in April. He's accused of ignoring a court order to remove them and a banner outside the Catalan administration's headquarters calling for the release of alleged political prisoners. A new report from the United Nations says more than 7 million children worldwide are being held in detention. The global study on children deprived of their liberty argues that detaining children can be seen as a form of violence. Imogen Folkes is our correspondent in Geneva.
What the UN is saying is that in the countries where children are detained because they're problematic, for example, because they have alcohol problems or drug problems or they've committed some crime, that still custodial sentences should be a measure of complete last resort, and that there are nearly always better solutions in a family setting. And they point out that all evidence shows that a family setting for children with problems is a much better thing for their future health and development than putting them into custody.
BBC News.